Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 132 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX, and today we are with the people's hero,
Johnny Zero. What's up, people?
What's up, buddy?
Dude, I gotta tell you, I gotta get it off my chest.
Get it off your chest, Johnny Zero.
Everybody out there listening, whether you're a pro wrestling fan, or a sports entertainment fan, or this fan, or that fan, I don't care who you are, where you come from, this Will Smith, please look at the ratings and Chris Rock thing. I got three words for it. It's a work, dude. Look at it. Watch that thing in slow motion. You tell me. And look, I know there's other people out there that have seen this too. I'm not ripping them off, but whatever time you hear this.
All right, hold on.
You
hold
can
on.
Ask my brother. He'll tell you. I saw it first, and I'm not the only one, so don't think I'm crazy.
So say it again.
Watch that whole sequence in slow motion.
What sequence?
Where the joke is said, and then the camera going back.
No, we just jumped onto Facebook Live. What's a work, John?
A work. I mean, like...
Who? What are we talking about?
It's a staged fight sequence. Will Smith and Chris Rock.
How hard was that to say?
I thought I just said that.
I know, and then we went live, and they don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Okay.
I know.
All right, guys, I want to tell you that whether you like wrestling or not, or sports entertainment or not, all that stuff, watch the whole incident at the Oscars, and...
You think it's all fake?
Yes, I think it's a work. Matter of fact, I would wonder what they're probably in Vegas right now. Maybe not just yet. We'll have to see what the disciplinary actions are. Or
so you think it's fucking what's his name from Taxi with the King?
Can they see me right now?
Yes.
Oh man, I look like shit.
Really? That's what we're gonna talk about on the video?
No. I didn't know that.
It's a video.
Yes, I think there's.
So it's Lotka. What's Lotka's name? Yeah, me either.
Oh,
Kaufman.
Oh, Andy Kaufman. Yeah,
so
another
is this
slap.
Modern Andy Kaufman.
Yes.
And the fucking
yes, except
and
that
the King.
Except that was more of a real slap. And let's not forget the slap heard around the world, which is Dr. D. David Schultz.
But see, no.
John Stossel.
That was an actual fucking slap. So we're saying if Chris Rock's a work, not that I'm disagreeing or anything,
right.
You can't use Dr. David Schultz because David Schultz was real.
Right, but David Schultz, if you notice, the fan is closed, but he does not hit the guy's eardrum.
Now, I'll slap him on the face a little bit.
Yeah, because he's sticking up for his art form, and that's what's so great about that art form.
All right, no, man, you're going down a rabbit hole. We're
no,
going to stay
I'm
to
not.
The Chris Rock
I'm,
thing.
I'm going to take you right back to it.
Go ahead.
All right, if you go up there and watch him. Now, watch when he turns. Chris Rock,
okay.
When he pivots and goes to the stage and he watches.
Well, no, you mean
I
Will
guess
Smith.
This would be his. I mean, excuse me, Chris Rock.
No, Chris Rock or Will Smith.
Okay.
Chris Rock stood still
Wait,
and
hold
got
on,
slapped.
No. Let me just talk, okay? When Chris Rock turns and pivots and goes down those little stairs as he notices Will Smith walking up the side to come up, if you notice, he's got his hands behind his back.
Well,
now,
there were no stairs. For Chris Rock, he stood still. That's an inaccurate sentence.
No.
His hands were behind his back. No, I'm serious.
There's little mini stairs there. Yes, there is. And he takes the right foot. Keep your eye and get to watch it in slow-mo. I'm not talking like big stairs, just like a little thing down from the stage. And he puts his right, I believe it's his right, foot down to brace it. Now, he leans out and smiles real big. That's what in wrestling terms they call feeding or giving him a good target.
But Chris Rock's not a wrestler.
I understand that.
So he's not going to know about feeding and shit.
What
like
makes
it's
you,
not his forte.
What, you guys don't think that they don't see that Dwayne Johnson is the top draw in Hollywood? I mean, like, you don't think this guy didn't train to play Ali?
I'm not going to. All right, listen, may I retort for a moment?
Sure.
I was not disagreeing with you that it could be a work. Your reasoning loses me. I don't believe in your reasoning at all.
Okay.
I think your reasoning is flawed. You're not going to compare Chris Rock to fucking The Rock. There's no fucking parallel.
I wasn't doing
but
that.
Let me talk. Let me say some words with my mouth hole. So, I'm not saying it's not fake. I'm not saying it's real. I don't fucking know. I'll tell you this. I didn't watch the Oscars. I don't think you watched the fucking Oscars. I don't think anybody watched the fucking Oscars.
And that's what is selling my point. Nobody watches it because of the political bullshit from last year. Nobody watches that shit anymore. So why not spruce it up to boost up ratings? It comes down to money. This isn't about...
I'm not disagreeing, per se.
Okay. Well, also, when you do an open hand slap like that...
Yes.
Okay? The fingers, if you notice, watch Will Smith's hands. The hands, the fingers are extended as to not knock out your teeth and to not hit... Somebody slaps you upside the head, dude. that can bust your eardrum. I know dudes it happened to. I'm not a pro wrestler.
I hate to fucking admit this shit on camera, but it's over 7 years since it happened last time. I had a bad habit for a few years in Starscream when I had an issue with someone where I would slap them across the face and kind of dare them to hit me, and they never did. And the last thing that happened last time...
You slapped your own guys in the face?
No. We played the Trocadero Theater. Yeah. Starscream's on stage. I was throwing CDs into the audience. King Sam was there. I'll attest to all this.
Cool. What's up,
Jim? And this kid was hitting them down when I was throwing them to like, people in the front, and it was falling behind the divider so nobody could get the CDs. And I'm like, you got a fucking problem? Right on the mic. And he's like, you fucking suck. I'm like, I'll see you after the show. And then I just did my set. And I didn't fucking think about it. And then I came out to sign autographs after the show because we fucking played the truck and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I played it. It's awesome.
All these children and people clamoring. And this guy's like, walks up and he's right next to me. Mm-hmm. And he's little. He's like 22 years old. He weighs nothing. He's tall, but he's like 100 nothing. And I just was doing one of these where I was like, wah! Anyway, blah, 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 like he fucking fell back.
Yeah.
And then he went to charge me, and this is a true story. A female fan of Starscream punched him in the face and broke his nose. And
That's awesome.
The female fan got ejected, and he got ejected. And I was just like, I don't know him.
That is awesome.
And then I got pulled in by security later. You know what's fucked up? Oh, somebody who I can't say who it was, whose wife's an attorney, who played in a band who was at war with Starscream back then. Yeah, a lot of that happens. He was there. And he was my legal counsel backstage, even though he's not an attorney. His wife was. He's like, are they going to be okay in this one, Vex? You know, you did strike him in the face there, but it worked out. And I'm admitting it on camera, and I'm admitting it on the fucking podcast, because it's over 7 years ago. You can't press charges. But I definitely bitch slapped somebody at our show.
Cool.
And that wasn't a work.
Cool. Well, having said that, after that rude story, also, the other thing I want you to do is watch it in slow-mo and look at Chris Rock's right lapel for his, you know how they wear those clip mics?
Okay.
Now, this is my theory. Now, I wasn't there or anything like that. I could be totally wrong. Please feel free to interrupt, correct me. He has two of them, the two little dots there, two little mics there. Now, part of the art of making it looks so real that's part of the art. It's actually a brilliant.
What art are we discussing?
When he goes up and slaps him and goes in, he wings back. I mean, totally telegraphs it.
I know. I saw the telegraph.
Yeah. When he comes back, he swings around like you're watching a Captain America comic or something like that. You know what I mean? And when he comes down, it's actually his elbow rubbing up against that lapel, who's a little bit loose, if you know when he's talking there. So you hear a boom, boom, boom on the mic. You know what I'm saying? And that's part of the action there that makes it the sequence seem so out of nowhere.
You know how fucking hard and how long they'd have to practice for him to go all the way back and hit the spot of the fucking lapel with the arm? Nah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's
shit.
How great pro wrestlers are.
But he's not a pro wrestler!
I understand.
Jesus Christ.
But that act
actors
was...
Actors are soft as baby shit. They are scum. Actors are pieces of shit. For real, for real. Fuck actors.
So,
for real.
So you're not saying a form, one part of the current form of sports entertainment anyway, and wrestling, is not acting, is not comedian, is not performing in some way? I mean, like...
That's all you got? That's your whole reasoning?
No,
I'm
telling you, look at the way his feet are planted. His hands are behind his back. He's giving him a nice big target, like, dude, don't knock my teeth off. You know what I mean? Like, don't make me deaf.
All right, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this for you, Johnny. I'm not saying it's fake, right? But if a man's swinging on me, I'm going to raise my arm. And I'm watching Chris Rock's arms are behind his back like this the whole time. Now,
exactly.
You could argue he did telegraph it. Like, you saw it coming.
Yeah.
I'd have ducked back or some shit. Like, I wouldn't have. I don't know.
It was for glitz and effect.
Now, I don't feel that it was fake. I'm not going to lie. Here's why. Why is Will Smith crying the rest of the fucking show like a child? Why is he crying?
To garner sympathy or whatever to do the effect, and because he didn't want to take away from the action. Because the sad thing about it is the first, the first black produced
documentary won an Oscar.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
And the producer and all that.
Couldn't
like
care
that.
Less. Not my thing.
But I don't think this is a racial issue. It's just
they're making it racial on TV.
Right. But that's the.
It's two black guys.
That's what I'm trying to
and
tell
it's
you.
Still it's still my fault.
It's a work. It might be one of the greatest works ever. It's a work. A work means it's a staged thing. Maybe the Oscars didn't know about it. Maybe you didn't know about it. And also, since when do you know of security not being there?
I got it. No. This is a fine question. I feel like if I struck someone at the Oscars, I could be ejected by security in some capacity.
Especially if you're a white dude. I mean, like.
No. I'm not saying. Stop. Don't be racist. I'm not saying.
I'm not being racist.
You're being racial. I'm not saying color of skin.
Okay.
If you raise your hand in front of a billion people around the world and smack someone across the face and it's not a work, you should be removed from the fucking building.
Well, first of all, when have you had such a clear way to just walk right up on stage in the first place?
No, he was front row. Even front row,
there's usually somebody down there.
I disagree tremendously with that sentence.
And who is Chris Rock saying to when he says Richard? He says Richard. He comes over to the thing, and that's when he goes down there.
I can't speak on this Richard thing.
I don't know either. It's probably some actor thing, and I don't know about. But and please correct me if I'm wrong on the live chat or whatever. Forgive my appearance. But you watch his right foot. He slowly gets down there as the brace for it, so he can go back. Back into the right.
Back into the right.
Right, like there's a Fooder film, and I think somebody out there's other. I'm not alone in this. I'm telling you, I'm not crazy. I'm telling you, the question is that I'm wondering is what's the over under of either Chris Rock or Will Smith starring in a movie with Dwayne Johnson sometime in the next year to two once this kind of blows over. It's a work, dude. It's a brilliant work because.
I have. Okay, when's the last time? Go ahead, keep talking. Well, I was going to talk, but no.
Hold on. Let me get
go
this.
Ahead, of course. It's only 11 minutes in. I can't say anything.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll make it quick. It's your show. Thank you guys for having me. But when's the last time you actually talked about an Oscar show? Think about it. Go ahead, my man.
I remember greatly discussing War of the Roses in 1990. I was a big fan of that film there. No, I have no idea. Fucking Oscars.
Exactly.
But I'm not an Oscar. I'm not an actor. I don't give a fuck. I don't even like the Grammys, and I'm actually a musician. You're actually a musician, and we don't give a fuck about the Grammys, so I know I don't give a fuck about the Oscars.
Right. Well, those ratings, they'll be making money off that for years.
Some people are watching this, so give us an opinion in the chat to what you think happened. Yeah. There's no way for me to load the footage and still be on the Facebook Live and look at them simultaneously. Maybe we can, though, actually.
That's a great idea.
Where's your phone?
Nowhere
near you, right?
No, it's charging.
Fuck. Because on my Instagram, I have the footage.
Why don't we just use the
What?
The back screen or the cap screen.
But we're on fucking live, and I'm not carrying a computer downstairs. Like, it's a whole complicated ordeal, my friend.
Okay. Or they could just punch up the uncut Australian.
I'll say it slower.
Okay.
I wanted a way for you and I to fucking look at it right now. And now you're telling them what they can do, so stop. Okay. I love you, but that's not what I said at all. No, but just stop. It's not what I said.
Okay.
There's no way to do it, which is fine. Look at it. Johnny Sierra says there's a staircase. I don't see a fucking staircase. He says the right foot pivots and he fucking links himself, or he locks himself in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With his hands behind his
back.
But
I'm telling you, my man, Chris is from New York City.
Yes.
I mean, but he's been famous for literally 32 years. It's hard to be famous for 32 years and a millionaire for 32 years and still have your street smarts, I guess.
Yeah.
But that hands behind the back thing, if someone's walking towards me, I'm going to defend myself. At least block the fucking shot. So it was the right arm, so his left arm would have went up to block it. If nothing else, just block the fucking, block it.
Well, why did he lean down with the face forward as if he knew he was going to be hit?
I'll admit, you're right. That is a thing that he's like, he laughed though. I think he was shocked. Yeah. I didn't think he thought it was real, maybe? I don't know.
And the other thing to notice is if you get the right uncut clip, once Will walks back to the table, notice he's trying to hide himself from laughing on the way out. Just in that last
second. He cried.
No, I'm talking after the
slap. No, he cried after the slap. When he's yelling about my wife's name out your fucking mouth. All right, I don't agree with what you just said. I'm sorry, I don't agree with what you said.
If you watch it.
I don't agree.
Okay.
It's okay. I can disagree.
Sure you can.
You're like, no. No, I fucking disagree.
Okay.
Fuck.
Fair enough.
Fuck.
Just let's figure out a way to watch it in slow-mo.
We don't have a way right now.
Okay.
We will.
Because they're very trained. I mean, they can turn on emotions.
They are very trained. What the fuck does they mean?
I mean, actors and so forth, really good ones.
Actors are fucking retarded. Dude, no one will lie to you more than an actor. So it could be a fucking work. All right, this has been the snippet of episode 132 of the Vex on Vex podcast. We're going to shut this down. We're going to then open up the footage on the phone, watch it together on the podcast.
Awesome.
And deconstruct the whole fucking thing.
Cool, man.
So episode 132 will be available, I don't know, in like 3 weeks or some shit. This is Johnny Zero. Tell goodbye to everybody.
Hey, see you guys. Thanks for having me. Love you. God bless. See you.
Stay frosty, everybody. All right, so what's going to happen, this whole fucking finish, I'm going to bring it up on my Instagram, which I have. We'll watch it together. It'll be awesome. Bear with us momentarily. You know we're on the fucking. There's a microphone.
You didn't see him going down the fucking steps.
I'm gonna pull it up right now. I didn't say it. I didn't watch the fucking thing.
Oh shit, man.
Oh shit, man. What are you saying?
I'm
just say words, motherfucker.
Just look at the way the stage is designed. I'm talking about after he makes his slap and Will returns to his seat.
I just saw it. There's no steps. You're crazy. Will has steps. Chris Rock has no steps.
The three little ones.
Except there aren't because I just looked at it. And now we're going to blow it up bigger and we're going to watch it together.
Well, it might be three lights then.
There's no steps.
I can't see.
I didn't say you were going to see it. I'm fucking setting it up.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no steps there.
If I'm wrong about steps, well, you're 100% three lights
wrong.
There.
There's no fucking steps.
At his feet, yes.
There's no steps. Look, where is it? It's flat. Flat. Yeah, watch the whole fucking thing. You don't know what you're talking about. I just watched it. You said you couldn't see it. There it is now, right? There's no steps. There's steps in the front. Chris Rock didn't touch the steps, which is what you just said. That's not an accurate sentence.
Okay, the lights that are behind.
Bro, watch the fucking thing. It's going to play in a second.
I've seen it.
Well, obviously you haven't because there's no steps. Okay. See that? No steps. Look. It's flat.
Do you see the light?
Flat. Yeah, it's a light. It's flat.
Okay, if I'm wrong and it's not a step, it's a light. Do you see the light is higher than the position of his feet?
It's not, though. It's a line in the stage that's a light, and it's a flat surface.
Rewind it.
I can't rewind it. It plays on a loop. It'll be on in a second.
Okay.
Watch it with your fucking eyes.
Okay.
You're saying something that makes no fucking sense.
No, it does make sense.
Except it doesn't. No step. That's not a step.
All right, is that a light thing I'm seeing?
The light. The stage has a light. Yeah, who gives a
okay.
fuck?
Okay, it looked like a light.
It's not a step.
Okay, so what? It's still the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
He's still walking forward, whether he's coming down steps or not. It's a thing.
And no. You said he yanked his foot
in. It looked like
a step
to me. If I had it mixed up that it was a step or not, it's because of the light there. But it still does not diminish my point whatsoever.
It 100% diminishes the point. And I'm going to say why if you'll just fucking shut your mouth and actually listen to the words you said. The words you said. He moved his right foot and anchored, but there's nothing to anchor to. So that's an inaccurate sentence. Here it is. Watch it again. Watch for 15th time.
Yeah.
Click.
No, man, that's bullshit. I'm trying to tell you that he moves his leg up to take the blow.
No. I didn't say he didn't.
Okay.
You said he anchored it in a step.
It looked like a step to
but
me.
It's not.
Okay.
Does the leg move?
That does not
right now. Watch the leg right. I'm not saying it did. I'm not saying it did.
Well, it made me look like an asshole.
Well, you lied, so I caught you.
I didn't.
You're
not
a big liar.
Yeah,
he didn't really anchor. Now let's find a different shot. Hold on. Keep talking.
The guy moves. He moves the right foot, and he sticks his neck and his head out as if he's positioning for a blow with his hands behind his back. Look at the telegraph of the swing, and notice when he releases and he comes back around. Mine is a little more detailed than that, but we're only working with a cell phone. And you can see the hands are extended as to not cup or break the eardrum and not hit his teeth, which is why he has his smile like that.
You watching?
Yep.
Got a bigger screen now. All right. Telling his joke. Now look, it's flat. It's a flat surface he's on. See the first feet? He didn't move the right foot at all. It didn't move. Look, we'll watch it a third time. The foot did not move. His right foot didn't move. It stayed just like that. Look.
Is that light behind the... How is the light behind his feet?
It's in the fucking stage. I said it seven times. I've said it.
Well, then it must be on a slope then. How is it higher?
It's not a slope!
How is it higher than where his feet?
It's not higher. It's a fucking light.
How is it?
Not even that. You said his foot moved and it didn't. No, we'll watch it again. The foot didn't move.
Rewind it.
It doesn't matter. It didn't fucking happen.
This isn't the right. This isn't the same.
He isn't the right. This is it.
Dude, there's a stripe going through his ankle, not his foot. That means it's higher.
It's a light in the floor. You're incorrect.
It could be a domed stage.
You're wrong. His foot doesn't move. Foot still didn't move. Up, didn't move. Got hit. Foot didn't move. Foot didn't move. We could do it again. Do it 15 fucking times.
Yeah. Show the Australian footage.
What are you talking about? This is it.
Didn't see his foot move to get to his bounce from being knocked
out. Are you on crack?
Fuck
I can
no.
see it right there. Now, obviously, you can't.
Dude, it's a work.
I didn't say it wasn't a work, but the words you're saying are fucking wrong. Foot didn't move. Foot didn't move. Bup! Didn't move. Didn't fucking move. It didn't fucking move.
They're clipping out milliseconds then.
They're not clipping out milliseconds. You're fucking wrong.
Can I show you on the other one?
This
The one on the big screen. Maybe
I'm gonna fucking throw this phone.
Why
across
the fuck?
You're right. I'm a liar. I'm not a liar. No, I made it
either
up.
Either way,
I did it just to disprove you. I actually had them stage it to make you look bad. This is me fucking with you. No problem.
No.
You're right. I got caught.
No,
you caught
I'm
me
not
making it
saying
up.
Anything.
I mean, I played you the footage. You know what you just said to me?
No, but you're
this
screaming
you said to me.
And yelling at me.
Because you're not. Well, listen. On my show, I'm like, this is the footage. Like, they cut out milliseconds. Like, you said that out loud. You just said that.
I said maybe. Yeah.
No, you didn't say maybe.
Because
you didn't say maybe.
Look,
it's on tape.
I'm telling you, there's different footages of it. I'm telling you.
Footage
look at the. I'm talking
the
about the original on Australian
one. That's it.
I just played it.
I
you can see he's positioning his foot. I thought that was a state. This is all semantics. It does not take anything away from the argument.
I'm telling you what you said. I'm deconstructing
that,
what you said.
Maybe it was
now
like,
that what you said is wrong, it doesn't matter. No offense. There isn't an argument.
It wasn't an argument.
Shh.
I wasn't trying to argue.
Stop talking. This isn't an argument. I don't even disagree with you. But you said four things that didn't happen. It's not a fucking staircase. Fact. Okay. He didn't turn his foot. Fact. That's two things that you said that they didn't happen.
Okay, fair enough. It's not a staircase, I've already said. Maybe it's not a staircase.
No,
maybe
it's not
a
maybe.
It's a lighting effect to make it appear
no,
to be a staircase.
It's a flat surface, and there's lights under the surface, and that's all it
okay,
is.
Okay, but
that's
those...
That's A. So
right.
There's not a staircase.
Okay, well,
B,
the
said,
lighting
B,
effect...
B, you said the foot moved. Now, I just watched
well, hold
it seven
on, I need
times,
to stop you
and
there.
You know what you said?
I need to stop you.
You
there.
Cut out milliseconds.
Yo, I need to stop you there on that first point that you're getting all crazy about. Look... If it's a lighting effect, it's designed to make it look as if it's different because the one light is higher than the other leg. Maybe I, you know, thought that was a staircase because it looks like a fucking staircase, a little mini
staircase.
It doesn't
matter.
That doesn't
you
negate
said,
anything I
actually,
said.
Actually, let me tell you why.
You,
so
you call
let
me a
me
liar.
Let me tell you why it negates it because you're fucking wrong. Let me listen with your fucking ears for 1 second.
Okay.
You don't control the show. We are on the show. I want to say some shit. Can you shut your mouth?
Okay, whatever.
Can you shut your mouth?
You're being a fucking...
Can you shut your mouth? It's a yes or no question.
Dude.
You said there was a staircase. There's not. Second, you said he put his foot in the staircase to get ready for the punch. His foot never moved. You know which foot did move, which was funny? His left, and he stepped forward with his left. You said his right foot moved, and it didn't move.
Okay, his
we watched right. it. We watched okay. it four times. It didn't move. Now, we said to me, they cut out milliseconds.
No,
that was your answer.
No, I'm because you're screaming at me like an asshole. You're being a jerk to me.
A, now I'm screaming. Because when I told you were wrong and I showed you were
okay.
wrong, you didn't
okay,
care.
I,
which is what
it
you
still
do.
Looks like staircase.
And now who's
it
screaming
looks,
now? I'm trying to retort to what you just said. And now you're doing this.
No,
and who's
no,
screaming
I'm not,
now?
Dude, I'm just trying to fucking defend myself.
Why would
you
turn
it into
yourself?
A fight between us?
You just said things that were inaccurate. How come that's not a problem? I can't call you on it?
Okay. Dude, I didn't.
You didn't
there.
What?
I don't work with the stagehands there, dude. I don't
well,
know.
Well, you acted
exactly.
like you knew more
well,
shit.
Well, it looked like it's me,
you
yes.
You said they cut out milliseconds.
It still doesn't take... But why would you get... use that as such a way to like put me down or something like okay so it wasn't staircase maybe it's on a slope maybe it's a lighting effect it doesn't matter
number
it's still
one,
the whole point
why
it's at
do
work
you think it's about me putting you down when
because
you
because look how you blew
let
up
let me finish
at.
Talking
see what I mean
no you just cut me off again so I'm gonna ask my question a second time maybe you won't cut me off so when I say you said A, B, and C and I show you that that's not accurate why is that putting you down answer that question
I didn't say that that's the truth
oh no that's what you said
no
is
I
that
didn't
I, no.
It's the way
I'm gonna ask you a third time if you said A, B, and C and
hey,
then we looked
you
at the footage oh you're gonna cut me off again
you
you're gonna cut me
you
off
get
again
you, what do you want me
you
to say
cut me off? I don't want to say anything I want you to fucking answer the question when
you're
I'm
good
you.
I'm bad you're pretty, I'm ugly. What do you want me to say? I still think
admit,
it's a work.
Again, so you might be right, but the things you gave for the reasons, unfortunately, aren't true.
Okay, fair enough.
That's the problem.
Maybe the stairs. Maybe the stairs.
There isn't a stair. We just looked at
you
it.
You don't have. So you don't have to talk to me that way about it.
But you just said it again. Maybe the stairs. When you know there isn't, you just saw it. Maybe the right foot.
I don't,
but it didn't because you just saw it. Then you said they cut out milliseconds. This is where you're fucked.
Well, they do on some.
Except they didn't. It's a footage from a guy.
I'm watching it on a cell phone that's across the room. And
number
showing,
one, across the room is not 3.5 feet from your
what?
Face. Across the room is over there. That's okay. An inaccurate
all
sense.
All right. You're right.
I know I'm right.
No. You're totally right. And I'm down with Will Smith standing up for his woman. I've done the same thing before. And I'd rather end this conversation.
Can we discuss that? What you just said? Hold on. Lean in. Stop.
No, man.
Lean
You've
in.
Made me look like an asshole because of fucking... Dude, it doesn't stand the thing. That is a fucking standard wrestler.
Now we spin off. You think he was defending his woman. Can I run something by you first? I want to ask your opinion. No,
sure.
I'm going to ask your question.
Okay.
Now, I don't have a dog in this fight. You're laughing and you're not even listening. You're like,
I'm listening.
Okay. When Chris Rock first says it, Will laughed. Do you remember seeing that on camera?
Yes.
When they take him off of camera, her face is like, right?
Little roll in the eyes, but didn't look like it was that serious.
I think she, but that's the thing. We don't know what happened, right? So I'm surmising. I'm going to say that right now. I'm surmising. I feel like she leaned in and she was like, you can't fucking defend me, motherfucker, or some shit like that. Yeah. And then he stands up, right? Will Smith is a decade older than me, okay? I am a middle-aged man. He's a far into his middle-aged man, A. B, he's worth $500 million, half a billion dollars, for real, $500 million. Chris Rock's his friend. He's known a guy fucking 25, 30 years. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's a work, and I'm saying it's not a work, but I don't give him credit for defending his woman because somebody made a joke that wasn't even a bad joke. When, for the past, what, 2 years, she's embarrassed Will Smith all over the world by fucking that 12-year-old little rapper kid.
Mm-hmm.
I want your thoughts, though, on that.
Well, I didn't really know that till just recently.
Know what, buddy?
I even had to research G.I. Jane and all that. I did everything. And that's the other thing is to bring in play here is the joke they made from the last Oscars that Chris Rock hosted. He made a small joke.
That was 10 years ago.
Well, you got to – I'd like to hear both sides of the story just to make sure I'm making a reasonable joke. I'm sorry if I didn't know those lights weren't steps.
John, can you – upsetting me, man.
But
I'm trying to spin off of something.
I am too. I have been that guy that went and fucking did something like that for somebody doing that, and it didn't turn out so well for me either time. Even though I won one time – kind of lost the other time, but not really, because it was the best favorite they ever did me. But a couple times. But just to have that happen like that, it just seems they're like you said, they're all friends. You know what I mean? Like,
that is true, bro.
And what's the over under? Back I was trying to say before. What's the over under that they're working with Dwayne Johnson in a movie in the next 2 years?
That's a good point. I can't even argue that logic. But I feel like. He doesn't get points if it's a work and he's defending his woman. Yep. Now I think he's kind of a piece of shit.
And maybe the regular entertainment world will start respecting pro wrestling instead of you treating it like a
bastard redhead stepchild. That's where you lose me and you kind of upset me. Like, this has nothing to do with pro wrestling.
It has pro wrestling written all over
it. It has nothing to do with pro wrestling. Like, I'm not kidding. Vince McMahon had nothing to do with it. It's not a thing. I'm not kidding. Like, you're just making this. You're stretching, man.
Okay.
And I'm trying to talk to you about something specific, and you won't even answer the question.
What is
so you're saying that you were that person. If it's a work, he wasn't like you were defending your girlfriend's honor.
Oh, no, I meant...
It's a different thing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So they don't go hand in hand. Like, you don't get... If you're Will Smith...
Right.
You don't get the points for defending your woman, which, by the way, that's not defending your woman. I'm going to tell you something. If it's real, and I'm not saying it is.
Okay.
If it's real, I'm more mature in my mid-40s than Will Smith is in his mid-50s. And that makes him kind of retarded. Like, that guy didn't spit at your wife. He didn't curse at your wife. He didn't do a fucking thing.
Right.
He said, G.I. Jane 2 coming, ha, because your head shaved. Yeah. He didn't even say, because your head shaved.
Which was actually a critically acclaimed movie, by the way.
And you know what someone else said to me? It's a 30-year-old film, so it's not even a good reference.
Right.
Like, it isn't like it came out Thursday.
Yeah, and he said, oh, come on, it's a nice one. You know?
And it was a nice one.
Yeah.
But wait. As a man.
Yeah.
If you're going to die on that hill, you're a cunt. You know what he should have did? The guy that fucked his wife, maybe go beat that dude up.
Or how about just wait until after the show and knocking the shit out of that motherfucker.
You know what I thought
backstage,
to myself?
You know what I mean?
Not hitting him.
Aha, motherfucker, I'll see you backstage.
Not hitting him, but I think if somebody 6'1 leans into somebody 5'8 and he's like, don't make fucking jokes. You know what I think of in my head? Remember when Johnny, you might not remember, but remember what I'm talking about. Johnny Carson was making jokes about... who was the guy in Las Vegas who's in the fuck, the Andrew Dice Clay movie? He's like the villain.
Andrew Dice Clay movie. Which one? You mean Ford Fairlane?
Yeah. Who's the villain in Ford Fairlane?
I don't remember.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
Ooh, my hair. I can't remember the...
It wasn't a very good film. I loved it, though.
Oh, I loved it, too. What's so...
Pink bathtub, pencil mustache, Wayne Newton. Yeah. Wayne Newton's the villain in that movie.
Yeah.
Anyway. In the early 80s.
I'm Wayne Newton.
In the early 80s, Johnny Carson would get on The Tonight Show and be like, oh, Wayne Newton has a pink bathtub. Know what I'm saying? And Wayne Newton found him and he said, you want to fucking fight? I'll knock you in your fucking ass.
Right.
And Johnny Carson never made fun of him again.
Right.
That's how you do it. If you're actually offended, you go up to him and you're like, you want to go?
Well,
No. That's how you do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm just, I'm, I'm, if, if you're going to be a moron and think that it's real in the first place and feed into all this bullshit when it's obviously your work.
it's not that obvious to me or the rest of the world.
Okay.
That's the thing.
All right.
Not saying you're wrong. Again, the 15th time, I'm not disagreeing with you.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're hanging out right now, all three of them laughing their merry tails off together.
What if Will Smith has some kind of a lashback or whatever? What's that word?
Flashback?
No.
From being so in-depth into the character of Richard. That's the Richard.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. And actually, Richard didn't punch anybody out.
No, Richard Williams is the...
Bro, I'm not a fucking retard. I know what he won the Oscar for. That's not what I just said, so don't put it in my mouth. That's what I'm saying, because that's not what I fucking said. He was not fucking being Richard. Richard didn't hit his fucking wife.
I didn't say that you did.
Why'd you say it twice when I tried to say no?
Because earlier in the podcast, I said, I don't know what he's talking about, Richard. It just dawned on me that was Richard Williams. He's talking about the character he played.
Who was talking Richard?
It's Chris Rock when he's
talking. I didn't see it. Now, I'm not saying he didn't, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, I thought it looked to me like he was calling for like some kind of security.
But I didn't see him say Richard. I'm just saying, I didn't see it. I'm not saying he didn't.
Okay. Well, you can put it on again if you want, but.
What's the point?
Well, that's what he said.
That's not what I'm trying to discuss. For the 17th fucking time, you don't get points for defending your woman if it's a work. So if you believe in your heart it's a work, you shouldn't identify with what he did.
Right.
You shouldn't identify, because that's not how you defend anyone. That's a fucked up situation. Like, you're immature. Like, you're a child. And then to watch him cry on TV 5 times, like, my wife died, bro. I cried a lot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My mother died. I cried a lot. I didn't fucking do it in front of anybody. I mean anybody. I don't cry in front of fucking strangers. So to get on TV as a man, like, and then I'm the crazy dad, and I won the Oscar. Shut the fuck up. If you're a badass, like, you're a badass, be a fucking badass. Like, if you get smacked or you smack someone, you know who? If it's real, you know who's fucking cool? Chris Rock. He didn't cry. He didn't bounce. He got a jaw. He's like, what? He's like, I'm not going to say your name again. That's all he had to say.
Yeah. I hear you. The other thing is to keep in mind here is this stuff like that, physical stuff in the way Hollywood is, can also affect what kind of jobs, going with the theory that it's not a work.
There could be a backlash, like I was trying to say.
Yeah, like her getting roles over other actresses and stuff.
I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I feel like Will Smith might not be psychologically balanced. When I see pro wrestlers and they do a work, I know they're not really having mental breakdowns, and they're not. Why you're making a face?
Because it depends on which ones you're talking about. Most of them, yeah.
No, a pro's a pro's a pro. They can do their job. Right. You know what I mean? Even the ones who died later and some OD'd and stuff, they're doing their job, right? So wrestling is a thing. I get it, but it really appeared that this man is having a breakdown. He's been lambasted across the world, called a cuckold, which is a thing because his wife's fucking other dudes, right? He's like...
Called a what?
A cuckold.
What's that?
You can look it up later. It means your wife's fucking other dudes. That's what they call you. Cuckold. Sorry, don't whisper it. Like,
no, I just never heard it before. Very interesting.
Sorry, that's what they call him in the press because it's a thing.
Okay.
And it's like, here he is. That's the guy. And now he's crying and he's hitting people. And here's the last part. I don't even know if this is true. I heard he's a Scientologist.
Really?
Now I know you're psychologically unbalanced.
Yeah.
Like, I know. A guy, as a tax write-off, invents a religion. By the way, Johnny Zero, I have thought about this shit for a decade, starting my own Vex cult. I have thought it. I wouldn't. But I definitely would like the tax write-off, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he starts his religion, and he was a science fiction writer. And he might have been on the spectrum because he was the most prolific science fiction writer in the history of the world. Did you know that? He wrote more words, bad words, not well written or anything.
So my L. Ron Hubbard.
About science, yes, exactly. About science fiction, any human being that ever lived on the planet Earth. Mm-hmm. So he's probably on this fucking spectrum.
Dianetics.
And he tells people, like in the 50s, I'm going to start a religion and not that way I don't pay any taxes. And then he literally did that shit. And now I hear Will Smith, you know what, I'm going to look it up right now. Give me your thoughts on that, if Will Smith is a Scientologist or not. What do you think?
I really don't know. I don't know. Really keep up with...
But what is your thought on Scientology, maybe?
I don't really have any. That really crosses my, just something I just...
You never saw all those documentaries on it and stuff?
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that. It's just, you know, I don't know, kind of weird to me. I don't know, just didn't really think about stuff like that.
Oh, it's saying...
And I'm being totally honest, I'm not
saying right here,
it or anything.
Will Smith is not part of Scientology. Fans draw tenuous links amid Oscars. Will Smith and Jada Smith School was total Scientology. See, I'm so confused. I don't know. Former headmaster. I don't know.
Are you getting that from Google or something?
Well, several newspapers that are linked to Google.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you don't believe Google. What's that about anyway? You want to go into that fucking whole thing?
Well, I just...
It's just a search engine.
Yeah, sure, sure. It is.
Like,
it
you
is.
Can get, like...
Well, it's just...
factual information around the world.
Sure, sure.
What's your beef with Google?
I don't... It's not directly Google. It's just... it's the media industrial complex.
Remember Timmy, who used to work for me?
Yes.
He used to say that Google was silently trying to take over everything. Like, he had an Android cell phone.
Yes.
Like, I have an iPhone. I think you have an Android.
Yes.
Right? And he said there's Google software that automatically installs itself in that cell phone that he didn't want. So he tried to uninstall it because he just doesn't want Google in there, and then the phone wouldn't work. And then he would have to call them and be like, what the fuck's going on? Like, so, I mean, I'm not as into computers and stuff as he is in programming.
Right.
But he said they really are just trying to fucking put a stranglehold on everything.
Yeah. Well, it's just like ABC, NBC, and, you know, all that stuff. Is all they're all connected in some kind of way. And, you know, when somebody can figure out how to explain it, that's there you go. It's the media industrial complex. But it's purposely designed so that if you say anything about it, you sound like some paranoid dipshit. So
not anymore, I think. I think after the whole Trumpism thing and the whole, like, last 7 years.
Trumpism? I didn't know Trump had an ism.
It was a pretty colorful thing. Like, yeah. So anything positive that happened in reference to the country when he was governing, and again, I'm not political. I don't want to go down this alley. They didn't report on it. And anything that he fucked up on, they reported like they screamed it from the rooftops. And That's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be fair. You know what I mean? Like, tell me everything.
Yeah.
And I used to really, really like the current president before he was president, like 10 years ago. I thought he was pretty decent. This guy's like, all right, wait, I made a joke off fucking microphone, right? I'm not political, but I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis retired from acting officially because he has dementia, pretty much. But he's fucking qualified to be president, isn't he, Johnny Zero? But
I don't know, man. Don't talk bad on the president. Let's not get into politics, man.
Understood. I don't like the current administration. I'm not going to lie to myself.
Yeah.
Gas is too expensive. COVID was a thing. Now, magically, it's not. Nothing changed, by the way. It's just magically not a thing anymore. Now, the Ukraine. I think that's all. I think the Ukraine's a work.
Okay.
I really do.
All right, cool. Let's get back to...
So go ahead, go back to Will Smith land. I'll listen.
Yeah, but all right. But I don't think there's anything wrong with a man sticking up for his woman. Of course,
that's not what he did. If you're saying it's a work, he doesn't get both.
Right, but I was going with you said let's go with the idea that it isn't a work. Of course.
Well, then.
Did he do something that was that over the top to go on a national television and smack the guy in the face that he's been friends with for, like you said, 25 years?
No, I don't think that was called for. If it's real.
I mean, he could have. He's like yelled the same thing he did from the seat.
He could have,
and then maybe
and it still would have been impressive.
Yeah,
like that would have been the spectacle. Keep my wife's name out of your mouth. Like that's impressive. Yeah. And said fucking stuff on TV. That's impressive. But then the whole like hitting someone across the face, and like then Chris Rock doesn't press charges, which is actually a stand-up guy thing to do because Chris wasn't hurt. You know what I mean? And like
because that would divert the negative attention to Chris Rock and his comments. See what he did by doing that is gave the power to them. So if he just said, meaning the media, and if he had just said, yo, dude, get my fucking wife's out of your, you know, get my wife's name out your mouth,
keep
dude.
It. I think it was keep my wife's name.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, get your wife. You know what I'm saying.
Please don't say it again.
Okay, all right. And then that would have been enough, and then you could see him backstage, but the setting was not right. You know what I mean? Like,
don't think grown-ass men have to slap grown-ass men over a joke.
I understand that.
Like, that's something you do when you're in a bar and you're 21.
Yeah, but like you said...
No, if you're in a bar and you're 21, go ahead, like I said.
Yeah, but like you said, if they've known each other that long and there was another joke previous there, it didn't seem very bad.
Bro, in 2006, whatever they put it up,
yeah,
it's a lot of fucking jokes. Like, it's mean.
Right, right. Well, I didn't see all that. I only saw the one from, was it 2016?
Maybe it was 16. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry, but that sounds about right.
Oh, my God! You got your dates wrong. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
It wasn't even funny. Like,
what I'm saying is, like, you know, if they've known each other as long and are as close as what you're...
I didn't say close. But they know each other.
If you've known somebody 20 years, you've got to be a little close, right?
I don't know, man. It's like one of those things. Like, you know where you work in a day job and you know so-and-so, but you're not friends with so-and-so?
Right.
It's like that. Like, they knew each other.
Okay. Cool. But anyway.
Can you think of any Will Smith, Chris Rock movie? Because I can't. There's not one.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen, but no, I can't.
It doesn't mean it didn't happen either. I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. It might have been a show or appearances. They might have. Who knows? I have no
idea.
If
it's a work, it worked. If it's not a work, Will Smith's just about a piece of shit. That's what I think.
But if it's all real and that guy really fucking it was that bad.
Okay.
If he beat the fucking brakes off him for his wife's honor backstage and just yelled the shit on the camera, he'd walk out looking like the man.
Do you know why I wouldn't work backstage? Remember when Vince Neil swung on Izzy Stradlin for his wife? Do you remember that shit?
I remember the story. I never wasn't there.
Do you know the story?
I know a little bit of it.
Here's the story. The audience. Motley Crue's on tour. Guns N' Roses is not on tour. Vince Neil's wife is at a club. She's just drinking and hanging out. And Izzy Stradlin's hammered, and he keeps hitting on her. And she, like, blows him off. And he, like, shoves her or smacks her ass or something. We don't really know the answer. And so she calls Vince Neil, and he's like, oh, my God, Guns N' Roses are my fucking friends. Like, that's not cool. Like, right, fuck that guy. But again, drunk. And when you're young and you're drunk, you do stupid shit.
Right, right.
Maybe he doesn't even remember it fucking happening, right?
Right,
not
right.
to say it's right. So a few months go by. Motley Crue is at the Video Music Awards for 1989, I believe it is. Yeah, that's about right. Maybe
you
it's
got a bunch of weird shit getting ready to go down in the music industry.
It could be 90. It could be the 90. So I think it might be 90. So they're the Video Music Awards. Tom Petty comes out with Free Fallin'. Axl Rose and Izzy play Free Fallin' with him. They step out. Vince comes up and just fucking sucker punches Izzy.
Right.
And Izzy's like, and this is what Izzy said. If that's Vince Neil had a full on free shot, and if he hit me as hard as he could, the guy hits like a powder puff. So then automatically, because they're backstage, everybody's separated because there's 50 dudes back there doing lighting and rigging and all that shit.
Right, right.
So there's no fight able to happen.
Right, like it'd be like, whoa, break up.
Exactly. Right, like one punch was swung.
Goes to the ground, you're rolling around.
And
like
that, not even that. It's just broken up immediately. And then Tom Petty's band goes to Izzy and they're like, we'll testify in court if you want to sue Vince. And Izzy's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, come on, I'm a rock star. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool shit. But that's the story.
Right.
And then Vince Neil gets on television because Axl Rose did an interview, and Axl Rose talks shit about Vince Neil in the interview on MTV.
Uh-huh.
And so Vince Neil gets a camera in his mansion. He's like, anytime, anywhere, pay-per-view, man. We'll put it all for fucking charity. Me versus you, Axl. I'm serious. Let's get in the fucking ring. And then Axl Rose just laughed it off. He was like, that's amazing.
Right, right. That would have been me. That would have been a big draw.
Would you have enjoyed it?
Fuck yeah, dude. I mean, like, I'm thinking in terms of wrestling. Why not? Because the whole rock and roll thing, this is the start of the media industrial complex taking hold and trying to shove rock and roll out the door. Because
that's not an accurate
89 sentence. You said it's 89, right?
I said 90, but that's okay.
90, even better. 90.
That doesn't matter. Anyway. Grunge happens in 91, and rock and roll lived on for another like 10 years after
that. It did for about 10 years.
So what you're saying doesn't make any sense.
It died a spittering death. I'm talking about in mainstream, but anyway,
but that's a thing. It just changed up. Like, things just changed. You can't have the same thing repetitive.
Talking about the bands or the artists. I know it's there, but I'm talking the way it's pushed changed. But that's just
You're making it too complicated. It's not what it is.
Okay.
If it doesn't sell records anymore, they stop pushing it. That's all it is. So the 80s hair bands were over. Cool. Then comes grunge. They all fucking died from drugs or broke up. That happened. So then grunge is over. And then you're in this like mid-90s wasteland where it got really weird, where like ska got really big. Remember that?
Yep.
And then remember the whole swing dancing thing, Squirrel Nut Zippers and all that stuff?
Yep.
And they were just trying. And then you know what saved us? You know what saved record comp sales? The boy bands. The boy bands are late 90s make their return, and their slow ascent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they're selling a million records a week.
What was that guy's name from NSYNC, that fucking guy went to jail for...
The manager? He managed them all? He's dead. He died in jail.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Child molestation stuff, tax evasion.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, bad stuff.
Wow.
Big Papa, he called himself. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but I can Google it. But
yeah,
that's
where they got Timberlake and all them guys. And
He found them all on fucking Disney. Did you know that?
Yep.
They were all working for
Disney. Yeah. Even the girl ones, too.
Yeah, no, for real.
Did he have anything to do with them, too? Like
a little bit. Not the same. Britney and all that. It was pretty clear he was gay, so he really liked the boy bands.
Yeah.
Lou Pearlman was his name.
Lou Pearlman, that's it.
He died in prison.
He had a pyramid marketing scheme where you would go out and be a talent scout for to find print models, which, as we know now, print is a dead medium. It's a dying medium. It's not dead, but anyway. And he would pay you to do that, and you send people on this to get their headshots done and all this kind of stuff like that. And basically, you get them to do it. It's a really fucked up thing, man. And I didn't realize it, but yeah. Anyway, crazy, crazy. And I was like, man, there's something weird about that guy. And then I hear about this stuff all these years because I don't follow all that shit. Man, I want something with a guitar, you know what I mean? Some rev. But, you know, I didn't really understand that. I figured, okay, that's kiddie music, you know. But, you know, this is not like we're listening to fucking Nirvana or like the Pistols or Kiss or
you know.
That's interesting. Can I ask you a question about sure. that? You think Nirvana goes right in line with like the classicness of a Kiss or the Sex Pistols?
On the sounding of it, in some cases, yes.
Interesting to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I loved Nevermind when it first came out. Right, yeah. I was in high school. I was a kid. I'm gonna tell a little quick weird story.
I know where you're going with this.
I don't even finish my thoughts. No, like, you don't know, but that's fine. Tell me where you think I'm going.
Well, I mean, like, is it real deal or was that the start of the corporate stuff?
That's not what I was gonna say at all. Okay, all right. But that's fine. You think you know what I'm gonna say, okay. Which is hurtful.
Good.
Is my forehead glass? You can't see my brain, right? Like
no, I just
it was a little go ahead, man. It was a little condescending.
I'm in. Just continue. I'm into it.
So I'm in high school, and I find Nevermind. Like you know, it's like buzzworthy on MTV at the time. I buy the cassette tape, and it was a thing. By the following September, now they're like a huge band. There was a kid whose locker was next to mine. We called them Biffs. Biffs listened to like MC Hammer and had shaved heads. And wore like those fucking MC Hammer pants and all that shit. They were Biffs. That's what we called them.
Why Biffs?
It wasn't my word. Remember Biff Tannen from Back to the Future? How he was like the fucking shaved head cool guy in the high school?
Yeah.
So they were Biffs. And we weren't Biffs. We were fucking musician guys, right?
Right.
So there's this Biff next to me. And he's like not even big. He's like he's a mini Biff. And there were big Biffs, but he was a mini Biff.
Yeah.
And he was like, his name is Scott. He was all right. And he comes in, he's listening, and I can hear his headphones, and he's listening to Nirvana. And as he opens up his locker, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, what, I can't listen to it? It's good music. And I knew it was over. I just fucking knew. Like, when the date raper college kids who get drunk and fucking feel up chicks are in the audience wearing white t-shirts and backward hats going, yeah! It's over. There's no rock and roll integrity left. You're a fucking party band for a frat somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to Green Day and shit, too. Like, so it's like a thing. So I knew they were over. And then I got into darker things like Soundgarden, who weren't as commercially polished. You know what I mean? And they were definitely not successful for a couple more years after that. And then Alice in Chains is pretty great. They dived into a fucking needle, really, the heroin thing. I wasn't a fan of that, per se. But I just remember thinking that Nirvana. And then as I graduate high school, I don't support Nirvana anymore. And I had gotten Bleach. I liked Bleach as a record because it was raw.
Right, right.
And then Nevermind becomes a huge hit. And I liked Nevermind. I really did. I liked it for, you know, L-I-K-E-D.
Oh, Consensus side. Yeah.
Right? And then, what was after that? It was...
Live at the Beaches of Ankh or something.
I don't know what that is. No, the full-length record before he dies.
In Utero.
In Utero. Good memory. But to me, by the time In Utero comes out, they were sellouts. And it wasn't real. And I didn't have a fucking love for them. I had found Stone Temple Pilots by that point. I was going in a different direction. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't a Nirvana person.
Yeah.
So to think back, like, when I was a little kid, not a little kid, when I was a teenager, I graduated high school in 1993 and wearing a Jim Morrison t-shirt, a man that had died 22 years before that, and I wasn't even alive 22 years yet, I was like, this has integrity, man. It's the Doors, right? The Doors are deep. Kids today wearing Nirvana t-shirts like I used to wear Jim Morrison t-shirts and think it's deep. And they wear Nirvana or Kurt Cobain t-shirt like people used to wear John Lennon t-shirts.
Right.
And I don't think he's that level. I really don't believe it in my heart.
Yeah, see, and here's the thing. When you get to that level, like, you don't want to become the... I hate it. You know, those bastards always fucking... I remember getting fights, getting picked on. I had to fight, like, older kids and shit like that just because of the kind of music I like, because I identified or whatever at the time. You know, I never pick on anybody for what kind of music they like. If you like it, as long as it's, you know, whatever. Who are we to say what label, what is true and not? I mean, as long as it's, like, you know, passionate and, you know, honest or whatever. I mean, like, I just like the sound of a nasty guitar and, you know, and you know, that's just because I get off on that. You know what I mean? But I'm not here to say what's good or bad music. I never really understood that either, but. You know, I think a good song is a good song, no matter what style, in other words. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know about all that stuff, but it does seem like there's such forced marketing currents, you know, with the advent of technology and, you know, MP3 file sharing and so forth, that I don't
feel like it's less than it used to be. I don't agree with your synopsis. I think it's more freedom now than ever. Like, we have,
in some ways, yes.
We have four records that were not even on a label. You know what I mean? You couldn't do that in the 90s. You couldn't do it. And our records are available all around the world. You can download them anywhere you want. That wasn't available in 1995. Right. It just wasn't. You know what I mean?
How many downloads do you have? From
Nothing. Who gives a shit? But they exist. You know what I mean? I don't know how fucking downloads I have. But we're working on a fifth record. And like we have a career. We have a little tiny career that we carved out with our own hands
that's great.
Couldn't do back then. So I don't feel like this marketing thing you keep talking about, this giant behemoth, it doesn't exist. It's not real. This isn't a threat. If you want to make music, you can, and that's the beauty of technology, really.
Right, right. Sure, sure. I'm talking about, what I'm talking about is media industrial complex, not meaning strictly
but I'm
to
telling
the music
you,
business.
I don't
I'm
agree.
I'm talking about media, meaning news.
I don't agree.
It's like journalist, you said it yourself. Journalistic integrity was the phrase you were looking for, by the way. You said it yourself. I mean, like, there's no, you never know what you're reading. Is this true or is that true?
All right, I can disagree. Yeah. You're right. I said it myself. Okay. Do you feel better? I disagree with you. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't think there's a big fucking, I don't think it's like
okay,
that.
Okay, cool, cool.
I just don't think it's like that.
You don't think there's no, a lack of journalistic integrity out there?
I think there's a lack of integrity out there. The word journalist doesn't apply. I think everything has a lack of integrity. I think, for real, the decline began, if you want to be really honest.
Sure.
If you watched the first season of the Jerry Springer Show, mm-hmm. it looked like a watered-down version of Oprah. And then by the third or fourth season, mm-hmm. it was hell on wheels. And I did watch it, and I did laugh at it, and I did enjoy it. Yeah. But there's a desensitizing. There you go. There's a desensitizing that takes place for everything. And you know what someone said, and this isn't my sentence, John. I'm holding a phone in my hand, right?
Right.
On this fucking phone, I can go in there and I can watch a real snuff video right now. Remember that guy got his head chopped off a couple years ago when Obama was still president?
Sort of.
I guess you don't, but it was a big fucking deal, and you can just watch it on YouTube.
Wow.
He cut a guy's head off. And it was up there for like a month before they took it down. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. I've never seen a movie about snuff films, but it was a fictitious movie. And it,
I'm trying to talk about something. Yeah. You're not hearing me.
No, I'm saying, was
in
this
2022, yeah. on this device in my hands, if it takes me 5 minutes, I can find a footage of someone murdering yeah. someone else. They're everywhere. A car hitting someone, you'll see someone die. Someone getting shot when they get robbed a bank. Mm-hmm. It's all on your phone. There's something not right about that. And I don't know what it is per se. I'm not mm-hmm. preaching. I'm not saying that we should change anything. Pornography is a good example. We are not we. Fuck, I'll speak for myself. When I was a kid, you didn't see porn. And if you were lucky to find a fucking Playboy, it was the most glorious experience of your
life. Right,
right.
You find one on dad's bed or something.
7-year-old yeah. kids have smartphones and can go to any site they want and watch whatever the fuck they want.
Sure.
That's not right.
Yeah, and it's all like,
and it's not a real representation of what sexuality actually is in
yeah,
life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I know I'm an adult. Before the advent of that was available, I was well over 21.
Sure, sure.
I was a grown person. So I feel like I had already matured sexually and found what I like as a human being and that my things. But I feel like if I was a 15-year-old kid and you're seeing porn shit, which isn't real, it's like crazy, crazy shit. Mm-hmm. How do you have a normal relationship? I don't know. I mean, hopefully it'll all work itself out, but it's like
yeah.
a little worrying. I don't know.
Yeah, some people say that kind of stuff is population control. I don't know. I can't watch it either. I just not even comment.
Why would pornography be population control? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they got all this. I mean, like,
explain.
I just heard people talking about it, man.
I've asked you a question.
I don't really watch it.
Why is pornography
like it's like
control?
Stepbrothers and stepsisters.
Why is pornography
they can't
population control?
I don't know.
You said it.
That's just what somebody else said. I don't know. I was just bringing up somebody mentioned that to me. I'm not saying
I feel like it's just fucking up people's sexuality. I just think
exactly. So they don't reproduce.
Oh no, they're going to reproduce, but they might hurt someone and they could rape someone. Like, things of bad nature could happen.
Still destroys the structure of an American family. You know?
That I'll give you. I can't even disagree with that one. And it's weird because as a little kid, I would roll my eyes when people said shit like that. And now as an adult, I'm like, no, that's true. Like, you learn things just by having your dad around. Like, even if you don't think you're learning anything, through osmosis maybe, or just like, you know, repetition
yeah, sure,
or like
sure.
habit. Like,
the male figure in the
there's
home.
Too many families where it's a single mother and she's raising multiple children and she has to work a lot, so she's not around. I saw this yeah. dreadful story I told
God
you about. This girl was on a YouTube channel. She was a Mexican girl, and I think I told you this, where she was like 8 years old. Her older brother just started raping her from 8 to like 16.
Oh, my God.
Like every day, because her dad was never home. Her mother had left them. Mm-hmm. The dad worked 3 fucking jobs. So she said if she had to go pee, her bedroom was up the hallway, and next to the bedroom was the brother's bedroom. And if they heard her in there taking a piss, they go in and just fuck her over the sink. And she's 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. Like, this is like dreadful shit. That's fucked up.
Do you think this any of this connects to the Bible at all, or?
No.
You have any thoughts on that? No?
No.
Okay.
Not really a Bible fan, if you want to get honest.
Okay.
But it's not my forte. I've definitely read it. I understand it. It unfortunately, it contradicts itself. Like, it speaks about, like, slavery, and it does, like, things that are very old school realms of thinking that I don't think are very proper and may have been lost in translation. Like, the Bible doesn't do it for me. God, I'm all about some God, but the Bible isn't it for me. I think that the information technology thing is just a little too heavy-handed. There's too much going around. And like you said it yourself, the family dynamic, that's important. So if that father had a mother in the house, she would be there so these children wouldn't just act out and molest their sister. You understand what I'm
that's
saying?
That's crazy. Right.
So if you had both parents
who even
present,
thinks like that? It's sick.
Yeah, well, no. It's someone, I had read about it, actually. I didn't, it's not, it never happened to me, knock on wood. I was never molested. But they say if you are molested, then you molest. Because that's like a thing you associate, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't know, not my thing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, hurt people, comma, hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
That sentence, and I learned that from that woman's fucking story on the fucking on the YouTube channel. It was dark. I wrote her on Instagram. I felt bad for her. She wrote me like a month later.
What's the YouTube channel?
Soft White Underbelly.
Soft White Underbelly.
And they just interview drug addicts on Skid Row, mm-hmm. prostitutes, porn stars, like every mm-hmm. everything you'd imagine. The guy's non-judgmental who does the interviews. He's real cool.
Mm-hmm.
He pays them like a little stipend for their time.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten like millions and millions of views and watches. It's very... It's sad. Drugs are decimating sections of our fucking population. That could be population control, really,
mm-hmm.
if you want to talk about that. I don't know. You think Bill Gates is big evil devil trying to kill everybody? Because people think that.
I don't know. I would rather get the full thing before
I don't think we're ever going to get
comments on that.
I don't think we're ever going to get the whole fucking story about that shit.
Okay.
Do you?
Like I said, I'll just wait till I'm no more to say. I'm aware of something going on, and I'm not, backpedaling or in any way.
I didn't say we're backpedaling.
I'm just saying, like, I'd rather know more about it because I know it's what's going on is something bigger than me. I know I'm not alone. So,
do you think the whole, like, taking it back to the beginning of this podcast, either the work or the violence on the Oscars is a symptom of what's wrong with
people? I don't know if I'm qualified to make a comment.
You can have an
like.
Opinion.
Yeah, but I just think it was a great bit.
It's
a great fucking wrestling work. First words out of my mouth. It's a work. What you're watching is not real. It's stage. It's a very elaborate stage work.
I got messed up
on the stage lighting. Maybe it's not steps. My God, but you can't tell me he's not leading
them. Can I cut you off for a second?
As you always do.
My friend who works in pro wrestling wrote the exact same thing. He was like, all you people are not in my business. So you have no fucking idea.
Why didn't you say that at the beginning?
Because I did say in the beginning, I don't know either way what it is. That's all.
What did he say? Tell me. What.
There's a meme. All right, I can't think of his fucking name. Who was the Green Goblin's son in the Spider-Man 2 movie?
The actor or the...
The actor.
I can't remember, but I know who you're talking about.
He has a brother.
Yeah, he's in the... you're talking about the original one, right? The first one with Sam Raimi and all that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's Seth Rogen's buddy.
Yeah. He's in a movie.
Yeah, James Franco.
James Franco.
Yeah.
And he's got a new song in the movie. And he's looking over like this to the guy smiling. And the caption is, oh, first time. Because the guy's like, oh my God, we're going to die. And he's like, we're not going to die.
Right.
So this wrestler guy just wrote, he was like, listen, none of you are in my business. And he just puts me up. He's like, trust me, this ain't real.
So he knows it's a work
but
too.
He doesn't know. He suspects. And then it just, I'm not saying Chris Rock wouldn't be down with it. I'm not saying that. And Chris has been silent, which speaks to this being
And he's
a
not
work.
Pressing charges.
Well, no, men wouldn't press charges. You're a man and I'm a man.
Yeah.
If you slapped me on television and I was kind of out of line, I'm not going to press
charges. Of course,
charges.
Neither would I. I'm a man
but,
too.
And
but
that's
what
my
I'm,
point.
But I'm saying.
And Chris Rock's a man.
But you could probably get $200 million out of it. Your story might be
no,
different.
Somebody said that. Somebody was like, this guy was like.
Fuck him, you know?
This guy.
Fuck him. Give him my $200 mil.
Keep talking. I'll just wait.
This
guy said, if it was really Will Smith, I'd have fucking have him hit me twice and I'd try to get, like you said, $400 million. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
And where's the security?
No, you see, I'm going to go with that. Where is the fucking security?
Come on!
Like, these are like some of the richest people in the fucking world, right? Nobody has a fucking armed guard. Nobody has anything. Hey, what are you doing? I don't kick Chris Rock in the face. I don't know. And I said it in the beginning, and I'll say it at the end. I don't know what happened.
It's a work.
If it's not a work, Will Smith's about a piece of shit.
It's a
That's
work.
It.
It's a work. I like the idea of somebody. I've done it before. I just stick up for your girl and all that. And I know it's like to have to, like, you know,
to also keep yourself calm and reserved because of the situation and all that, do it at the right place.
How come? You know what somebody else said? Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off again.
But yeah.
But somebody else said, they're not that good of actors. Why are you getting mad at me?
You said sorry.
No, like, come
you
on.
You keep saying sorry
to
cut you off, but you keep cutting me off.
And I'm not sorry, John. Fuck you. I'm going to say something. Now you're mad. You made me mad. They're not that good of actors. That's the bottom line. You're going to tell me Will Smith's that good of actor?
They're definitely
actor?
Box office draws.
But they're fucking not actors. One's a comedian, one's a jerk off. That's what I, and this isn't what I said, but somebody else said, he's like, do you think, because Will Smith's laughing, and the camera goes off him. So if it's a work, isn't he mad from the gate? No, he's not mad from the gate. He's like, ho, ho, ho. And then he looks at his cunt wife, who's like, you gonna let that happen, motherfucker. And he stands up, and he's like, fuck you, man. Rah.
Now, in that clip, when you look at her face, she was
rushing. She's rolling her eyes.
Like, it's a bad joke, come on. But does she look like she's really, like, that pissed? Like, it's like, honey, if you don't do this, I'm, you know. It's a work, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode number 132 of the Vex on Vex podcast.
We'll parlay it into millions.
The Vex on Vex podcast is available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded Network.
Stay frosty.